About 4 million children don't have health insurance in the U.S., so a fall on the playground and a broken arm could potentially cause financial catastrophe for a family. And if kids don't go to the doctor, that can mean missed shots, asthma getting out of control, or other illnesses getting worse. Now the Biden administration is set to spend a record amount of money to get more kids covered. NPR health policy correspondent Selena Simmons-Duffin reports.
More than half of uninsured children actually already qualify for free health insurance through either Medicaid or CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. The challenge is to find those kids and help their parents sign up for coverage. Today, the Biden administration announced it's sending $49 million to community groups to do that work. Back to school is a great time for it, says Nicole Smith-Anderson of the Greater Flint Health Coalition. Their $1.5 million grant will fund outreach workers all over the county trying to find families wherever they can.
Back to school fairs, any sort of meet the teacher nights when there's kindergarten roundup.
In Michigan, she says the sign-up process for Medicaid and CHIP is pretty simple. She says it can take 30 minutes or less, but you don't have to do it on the spot.
It can be a lot, right? When you're at a school fair and all these different people are giving you papers and there's a lot going on. So if we say, okay, we're going to call you tomorrow at whatever time when you're available, we're a lot more successful in getting that taken care of.
Smith Anderson's organization has gotten federal grants for this work before, but this year, the Biden administration is sending out more money than ever. Chiquita Brooks-Lesher leads the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
So many children, even though they're eligible, don't know it. Their parents don't know that they are eligible for coverage. There still needs to be so much education done.
She says the Biden administration helped more adults get insured last fall on healthcare.gov by focusing on outreach workers who can walk people through the enrollment process one-on-one for free.
And that's the same thing that we're trying to do here, really making sure we are using trusted messengers.
And they're racing to beat a looming threat. When the COVID-19 public health emergency eventually ends, states will have the power to take people off the Medicaid rolls if they don't keep up with their paperwork. States haven't been able to do that since the pandemic started. Because of that, nearly 7 million children who have Medicaid right now may lose it, says Joan Alker of the Georgetown Center for Children and Families. So getting these outreach workers funded and connecting with families now is crucial, she says.
This is absolutely good news that these grants are going out. It is the largest amount that we've seen. I think clearly the Biden administration has looked for the pennies under the couch to get this amount out this year.
But Alker warns the feds can only do so much.
But at the end of the day, states run Medicaid and CHIP. So it's going to be up to the governor of Georgia. It's going to be up to Governor DeSantis. It's going to be up to Governor Abbott in Texas, the states where we have some of the highest uninsured rates for children, to see where those end up at.
Making sure kids get health insurance and stay covered as pandemic protections wind down, she says, is going to take a massive effort. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.